We have two guests joining us in studio this morning. We have Leon Hodges with us and Jim Nordskog, and they are with the Atlantic Lions Club today. Good morning.
Good morning, morning Jim. Yeah. How are you?
Good. Thanks to both of you for being in this morning. Appreciate it. Belgian waffle supper coming up. Sounds like a belly full.
That's right. So Belgian waffle supper, it's going to be a fundraiser for the Lions Club. It's all you can eat. It's going to be Thursday, April 20th, so next Thursday. It's going to be at the Atlantic Community Building from 4:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. $7 per person, and five and under eat for free. And Leon is going to talk a little bit about what the money is going to be for.
Yeah, all the proceeds will go to help a lot of the projects that the Lions are involved in, and it's a lengthy list.
Mm-hmm. Well, the list isn't so lengthy for this particular program, but we are, as you may be aware, we have a school, a country school out at the park, and our proceeds this year are going toward updating that school. We want to do a little bit more with the school, get more people down there to go through it and so forth. So that's where our money's going to go. We applied for a grant from Southwest Iowa Community and got a grant. So we're going to side the building and then clean it up inside and make this a major project. This is the 100th year of Lions are 100 years old this year. So we're doing some centennial stuff. And our local club is going to be 90 years old next year. So we've been around the community a little bit longer than most of us. So for the 100th anniversary, we're going to upgrade that school a little bit and do what we can to get kids out there. And on June 2nd, Friday, June 2nd, from 5 to 9, there's going to be a Park and Recreation Department is having a summer block party. And so we're going to be out there that night also and have the school open and hopefully get some people down there and so they can see what it's like. As you know, the kids today have no concept of country school. And so we hope to give them some idea of what country school was like.
Kids of yesterday have no concept of country school. You have to go back a couple of generations.
We thought maybe they could walk there in a snowstorm uphill.
Both ways.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, it is kind of an interesting experience. It's hard for some of these youngsters to imagine what that was ever like.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The walking they probably won't do, but the experience of what the books were like, and the desks that they sat at, and they just, things are so different today. And I'm not saying it's better back in the country school, but obviously to keep that experience something that modern kids can say they know a little bit about it anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, we joke about, you know, driving, walking to school, but that was the whole point of country schools. You had one out there every section. You didn't have to be driven to school. So it was a whole different kind of an experience back then.
Yeah, I was mentioning that we had a Walk to School program here last week, and four different locations where kids could walk. I think Emily Kringle told me they had about 25 kids that walked. You know, they just don't walk today. And, of course, parents have to help out with that too, but it's walking is a different experience for a lot of them, let alone going to a country school.
Well, they look at that country school, they'd see something else. They'd probably have to ask what it was. Chalkboard. Yeah. They don't have those in schools anymore. It's all marker boards and things now. I mean, it's amazing how much things have changed, even the little subtle things like that. Well, what else is going to be helped out by the proceeds here?
That'll be the main thing for this particular program. Sure. In connection with the 100th anniversary, our Lions Club is going to be doing some other things. We're going to have a legacy project, they call it, where you have something that's going to stay in the community that people can see and just be reminded of what Lionism is and so forth. They're doing some things out at the trails out here at Shelsburg. And we're going to probably pick one of those projects and that'll be part of our centennial celebration also.
Can I ask, how does the Lions Club here locally choose the different projects that they're going to work with? Do you go out and seek that, or do you have folks approach you?
Mm-hmm. It kind of works both ways. We do have folks that approach us and ask for help, and then we find out about projects going on in the community that we might be able to get in on and be part of, the library and, you know, the food banks and other things. So, yeah, it kind of works both ways. A lot of the members come in and have some ideas that might work out. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm. We just gave some money to the Little League Park out there. They're putting up new scoreboards. We're going to buy the beams, and that's $800 for just the beams to hold the scoreboards. So it's a little project. We give money toward a lot of different little projects like that.
Right.
In addition to what we're doing here.
What's nice to remind folks, too, that in addition to what Lions are known for, sight and hearing type of issues that are always things that you get involved in, not just on an international scale, but locally as well. It's nice to remind folks that you're also always looking for other things like that, different ways that you can touch lives in the community.
Mm-hmm. Right, yep.
And we still do the kids' sight, they call it, the eye testing. Mm-hmm. And the other day, I think we've done about 2,786 eyes since we started back in 2003, tested them. And, of course, a lot of them are referrals that when we find there's a lazy eye or something like that, referrals are made. And so that's been a big program for us over the last 10 years or so.
Well, that's one way to touch a lot of lives in a hurry. Mm-hmm. And directly. Directly.
And it's for 6 months to 4 years old, mm-hmm, that we test the eyes.
Very good. And that's a joint project here in the area, correct?
That's state of Iowa, mm-hmm, and throughout Lionism, really. Sure. Iowa is very strong on kids' sight, but it is done throughout the Lionism.
Absolutely.
Largest service organization in the world. So I just want to remind people of that.
You know, and hopefully getting bigger. You're always looking to get a little bit bigger.
Well, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I can do that. But 1.4 million, I think, members. But we're big in other countries.
Sure. Yeah. Well, let's talk membership. Who can join the Lions?
Lions is open to anybody that wants to come down. Right now we meet at the Senior Center the second and fourth Tuesdays of the month. And then we meet up at the Camblin's Edition in the park after it gets warmed up a little bit. And come on down. You can actually sit through a meeting, enjoy a meal from the downtowner, and see what you think. And if it's something you want to do, we'll sign you up.
So how would one go about being involved in membership? Just get a hold of one of the members and attend a meeting?
Yep, that's it.
And go from there. Very good. And yep, then they can be as active as they want to be.
Well, when they don't show up for the meetings, the other members kind of sign them up for stuff when they're not around. So really? You have to be careful of that, yeah.
Really? I've never heard of that.
Greg Schuller does it to me all the time. That's why I'm here today, Jim.
I get that. Hey, let's talk about the Waffle Supper again. It's coming up on Thursday, April 20th. Usually pretty well attended. Seems like you have pretty good crowds.
It is a great crowd, and we usually set up a lot of tables, more so than I usually see down there, and the guys doing the waffles, the guy and the gal that come down, do an excellent job. People seem to really enjoy it, and so yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, how many waffle irons they have lined up there?
Exactly.
A lot, and then every topping you can ever imagine, too. Yep. So come on out. Make it a family affair, because you can. It's not like going to a ball game. This is inexpensive.
That's right.
$7 a person for adults, and kids 5 and under eat free. And, of course, you know, they're always open to donations. If you'd like to leave a little extra, that's change hanging around there at the table,
that's
too.
That's right.
They can get their tickets in advance or at the door, but there's no penalty at the door, right?
No penalty at the door.
Nope. Same price. Very good. All right. Again, that's Thursday, April 20th, 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center, the community building here in Atlantic. And as we've touched on, your money will help out local charities. Your money will stay right here to help out folks right here in your community. How about you by doing these different projects? Leon, Jim, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate it very much. Good luck.
Jim, thank you.
Thank you.